Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
I'd like to say a few words about Saint Theophan. He is a saint known to many people in the Church through a multitude of writings which he produced and which have been markedly influential in the spiritual life of Orthodox Christians ever since. Living in the middle of the 19th century, born in the earlier parts of it, Saint Theophan became a monk and was eventually tonsured and consecrated Bishop of Tambov, elevated to the highest rank in the Church, that of the hierarchical continuation of the apostolic ministry. As bishop, Theophan was effective, and yet his heart was never at peace in this role. And after a few years serving as bishop, with joy as well as at times with great sorrow, he petitioned and was freed to become a recluse. And to many people this is a strange decision. Why would a man who had dedicated his life to the Church, who had become a monk, was ordained priest, had become an apostolic minister, successor to the apostles themselves, what would drive him alone into his cell, into retreat, to be silent, to be apart from the world, and even from the remainder of the Church? For Saint Theophan, though for the first years that he was in seclusion, did still come out for services and to meet with other people, after several years in this way, eventually retreated entirely into solitude, speaking only to his confessor, serving alone in a small chapel that he constructed for himself for the daily services. What leads a man into such seclusion? There was in Saint Theophan's heart a desire to be close to God and to Him alone. He wanted all of his energy, all of his strength, to be devoted solely to his one true first love, and that was the Lord Himself. And though he loved deeply those around him, and indeed from his seclusion, he wrote a profundity of spiritual texts and letters to others, he felt that he might best serve his brethren, he might best serve the flock of Christ that is the Church, by being alone with God, that his heart might be fed completely by Him, and that he might share true spiritual food with those who sought his counsel, rather than his own thoughts, his own devised instructions. And it is for this reason, for his intense love of his brethren, that caused him to flee their personal company, that he might be totally and entirely enwrapped with his love of God, that he might serve them the better. Thus, it is from that that the spiritual strength that resonates in Saint Theophan's writings echoes down to us today, so many generations later. And it is of this Saint Theophan that we have the following saying, on which I'd like to briefly reflect today. "The goal of human freedom," writes the saint, "is not freedom in itself, nor is it freedom in man, but it is freedom in God. By giving man freedom, God has yielded to man a piece of his divine authority, but he does it with the intention that man himself would voluntarily bring it as a sacrifice to God, a most perfect offering." Isn't this a remarkable statement from our Father among the saints? And isn't it timely in a world such as ours, where freedom is touted not only as the chief good and the chief virtue of social and political life, but indeed is the encompassing term that we hear describing politics, society, media, even personal morality? We live in a culture consumed with an ideology of freedom. but it is a culture that seems rarely to ask what freedom truly means. We are content to fight for the cause of freedom. We are intent to oppose any who might stand against freedom. But what is this freedom that society so desperately craves? Let us not forget, not for a moment, that in the name of freedom, society has begun to encompass moral ideas that stand fiercely at odds, not only with the timeless and unchanging teaching of the Church, but even with society's own norms and expectations of a generation or two ago. This sort of freedom, which amounts to nothing more than giving in to any and every desire of my will, of my heart, is a fleeting, changing, lifeless thing. It is a freedom that admits of anything, that admits of everything, on grounds that any restriction is the opposite of freedom. But this freedom is deadly for one very clear reason. This freedom is slavery. To be free in this sense is to be given license to completely enslave oneself to one's fallen will and desires. It is to be told that in the name of freedom, no one will exercise that pastoral care that is necessary to stop me from giving in to my baser instincts, from giving in to the fleeting desires of one moment, or those things which I perceive in my weakness, in my spiritual sickness, to be good for me. This kind of freedom is the abandonment of love. Those who could, out of love, help me to make choices that lead me to life and lead me to spiritual joy instead, abandon me solely to my own mind. And I, being told that this is freedom, create an ever more limited world for myself, defined entirely by my will, my desire, my spiritual sickness. This is not the freedom that God has fashioned for humankind. The goal of freedom, St. Theophan says, is not freedom itself. Freedom is not an end in its own right. It is not a thing to be stood for as the end of the story. Freedom, unless it is freedom into something, is nothing. The goal of human freedom is not freedom in itself. And then the saint goes on to elaborate, nor is it freedom in man. That is, it is not a freedom that is to say, I, as a human person, have the ability or the strength to make every choice rightly for myself. Nor is it the case that I, as a human person, by making a choice, by making it without constraint, am thus somehow free. Freedom, the goal of human freedom, is not freedom in man. But, says St. Theophan, the goal of human freedom is freedom in God. God has given to us, to you and to me, a piece of his own authority, that freedom which enables right action, which frees us from the bonds, from the limits of our sin, from the limits of our fallenness, to live a truly holy life, a life that brings not our self-perception of joy, but true joy, the joy of the kingdom of God. God gives us willingly a portion of his authority that we may have the power, and that is what freedom truly is, a spiritual power that allows us to choose the good, even though the constrained, fallen dimensions of our heart and our will might so easily choose instead what is bad, and indeed be trapped by it. And St. Theophan concludes that the intention of God so giving this authority to humanity is that, in his words, man himself would voluntarily bring it as a sacrifice to God, a most perfect offering. St. Theophan is aware that God, by imbuing humanity with this great spiritual power of divine freedom, has also the power to misuse it. And our culture today is one in which freedom is deeply, desperately misused. And yet God seeks that we lay this gift upon the altar of sacrifice, that we do not use it to indulge even further in our passions, and so enslave ourselves even more to our barrenness, but that instead we take the gift of this freedom and we offer it to God by using it for God, for that which God desires. We sacrifice our freedom to God when we employ it for divine things, when we take that freedom and we exercise it according to God's will. Then we have laid this sacrifice before God, a most perfect offering, as Saint Theophan calls it, and then, and only then, does freedom truly become that which saves the soul.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.